Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America. Tonight we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, our friend Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, in our virtual green room. We spared no expense. Is it pretty nice in there?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a cup of coffee and everything. A donut. Wow.
Donut.
better than anything I got on the trip to Scotland.
Oh, boy, that's the truth, isn't it? That was the one trip that you should have just gotten sick and stayed home.
That was an expensive trip, right? I should have said donut and coffee.
You know what? Once you get out of prison, is it in your rearview mirror and you just, I mean, you wrote a book about it, Sideswipe, which was terrific, and we've talked to you about that. Is it kind of in your rearview mirror and that's it? Hey, now I'm back and I'm living each day and that's fine.
Oh, yeah, and you got a Webb Hubble gave me the best advice before I went in, and you can't let it drive you crazy. It happened, and you got to, learn and move on.
That's good advice.
Yeah,
that's good advice. Especially, too, Bob, the thing that boggles my mind about that is you were not even a golfer.
I know.
I mean, not even. Let's talk about this, about Israel and Netanyahu and whether or not he's going to get elected in. Apparently it's really super close. The polls were showing that. And it was a wild kind of day. There were a lot of people that were reacting to Netanyahu. And this is election day, of course, in Israel. And will he be the prime minister when it's all said and done? What do you think?
You know, I don't know yet. I mean, people that I know are posting that he's got it locked up to, get enough seats to a deal. But it was razor close. He was losing in two of the polls. His party, that's the way they do it. The parties are voted on. He did a few things that I think he's going to have some damage control if he does get prime minister in the last moments. Turned his opinion completely around on a Palestinian state. He got attacked by some of the candidates, the Israeli candidates, because he came out today and said, oh, Arabs are voting. In large numbers, he's alarmed. And then they said, well, that was racist. So it's a shaky coalition. He's going to have to, I think, do some damage repair. This might be his last, couple of years at it if he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
And the fiasco of, which was the speaker's fault, of causing the controversy for Netanyahu that didn't need to happen on his visit here because of the way Boehner did it and went around the White House, things like that. So there's a lot of time, I guess, to do something with that.
Yeah, and that's been part of the conversation, as you know, obviously, too. I want to jump to this, since it's kind of a Middle East thing. It's definitely a Middle East thing. The former ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton from the U.S., said that over the weekend, he was heavily quoted, saying that the president is negotiating an unprecedented act of surrender with Iran in discussions over its nuclear weapon program. What are your thoughts on what's happening with that?
Well, first of all, John Bolton, that's like asking Jesse James to bring in the Dalton brothers. I mean, John Bolton is literally, and I personally have met with him. He came to my office. He is the largest warmonger. If John Bolton were president of the United States, blood would flow all over the world into the streets. I mean, I'm serious. He knows nothing but war. He's a very dangerous a psychotic person. Now, having said that, as far as the, and I mean it, but as far as the agreement goes, because Bolton has no credibility, this is the only step in three decades that actually begins to do something with Iran to prevent a nuclear Iran with a bomb, because nobody's doing anything. I mean, we've sanctioned them. We've sanctioned everything except the air they breathe, and they keep going. And so Barack Obama actually is beginning to do something for the first time in again, 35-some years. And Bolton doesn't even know what the agreement is yet. But the only alternative to all of this is what? And if Bolton was asked that question, he would answer, at least honestly, war, stopping them by military force.
Right. And the
and who does that? You know, yeah. Do we do it?
Yeah. Yeah. When you look at Iran, and you are very familiar with Iran, having spent time there, what do you make of, you know, the Ayatollahs and where their culture is headed, and how should we feel about that? You know, it's a very mixed when you even just bring that up on the air, the kind of reaction you get.
Well, you know, and I'm serious about this. You take the, you know, some of the top Ayatollahs, and they are John Bolton. Bolton is an Ayatollah without a turban because they're the same mindset. You know, it's their way, the highway. They don't care if there's a war. So you're dealing with that element in Iran, and then Iran has the moderate element and somewhere in between. So a lot of people, you know, are worried. I mean, that's why the letter from the senators went to the main Ayatollahs who don't want an agreement. They're just like Bolton. They don't want an agreement, which just makes you start to wonder why they don't want one and, you know, why Bolton doesn't want one. And it's because they, you know, both share this mindset of a nuclear Iran or of Iran that goes to war to get what it wants. So, it's a real problem over there, and that's why these negotiations have been very delicate with the moderate president, Rouhani, who actually wants to get a deal. By the way, Rouhani is getting horrible grief from some of these Ayatollahs in the Revolutionary Guard, just as Obama is getting grief from people like Bolton. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting, isn't it? All right, here's something we're going to jump back to the U.S. How about Congressman Aaron Schock, the Republican from Illinois, decent-looking, people really pushing him to be somebody that could rise through the party, and now he's going to resign from Congress at the end of the month. There's all kinds of problems. There's an ethics scandal brewing, and so the problems might just be starting because they might drop it congressionally, the investigators there, but he still could face all these criminal charges. What's going on with that? He's 33 years old from Peoria, and he was one of the top fundraisers and was a senior deputy whip, blah, blah, blah. But all of a sudden, things have unfolded in a much different direction for him.
Yes, well, you know, and I went from the ranked the 11th most powerful member of the whole body. I mean, it was a bipartisan ranking, which I appreciated, into Morgantown Federal Corrections, and I was a deputy whip. And you know, you get in politics, and then you cross that bright line, or you don't see this and that, and boom, it just, you can go down as fast as you can go up. Now, we were paying attention to Aaron Schrock because he was, he was out there maybe to be Speaker of the House, and he did this design thing in his office. It drew attention, and then they looked into everything else under the sun, and he will close the ethics investigation by stepping down, but if the government wants to pursue it, I think he had some reimbursements of thousands of miles, people on trips, you know, all that type of thing. It's up to the Justice Department now. The Congress will let him go by him resigning. Although, I'll tell you, I'll be very honest with you. I was told a year before I actually resigned and got into my plea deal, I was actually told by people, you know, if you step out now, this will go away. And, of course, I didn't. I kept running and won. but so I don't know. That's probably his mindset. But this came as kind of a shock. The guy was prolific and fundraising. Big time looked at to be maybe the Speaker of the House. And that's how, as they say, the House of Cards falls.
So true. So true, Bob. Bob Ney, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, proud, hearted, and confused. It's cause maybe you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got the hold on you. You spend your money about to lose your home.
All right, coming out of that conversation with Bob Ney, the former congressman to Ohio, you know, talking about his thoughts on Netanyahu and what happened with the president's reaction. I think not in the distant future anyway, there's going to be any warmth between those two men. It's they just have a severed relationship, and especially now that Netanyahu a couple of weeks ago came at the behest of John Boehner and others in Congress to come and speak to the chambers, and of course got 59 standing ovations, and the president was nowhere to be found. In fact, did not, let's face it, the White House did not want Netanyahu to win because they were looking for the whole two-state deal, and supposedly the U.S. is going to reassess the options after that, and Netanyahu is very clear. He's a prime minister of Israel, and he's saying, yeah, I'm not being forced into something. I'm not going to be forced into some kind of an agreement. That's not going to happen. That's not happening. You have to think of the history there, and you have to think of bombs that have been dropped, people that have been killed, and the fact that the Palestinians are connected to Hamas, and that's the real reality. Listen, Hamas is a terrorist network. So he's not psyched about getting in bed with Hamas. And he said he's still committed, though, to Palestinian statehood if the circumstances were to improve. So he did come back from some of those really hardline comments that he made when he was getting reelected, right? It's just saying, forget it. Screw the two-state solution. I'm not getting backed into a corner like a mouse who has no cheese and you're force-feeding him. That's not going to happen here. And that was just a couple of days before the election. And he says he wants a one-state solution. He wants a sustainable, peaceful two-state solution. But for that, circumstances have to change. So he said, I don't want a one-state solution. But it is with the Palestinians. Because are they accepting Israel? Are they ending attacks against Israel's interests? There's definitely a line in the sand. Even the White House press secretary in those daily dumb briefings, Josh Earnest, sometimes they are anyway, he said that he kind of threw out this warning that the U.S. is reconsidering using its veto on the United Nations Security Council on behalf of Israel. Wow. Yeah, just let me float this trial balloon, because that's what he is. He's the trial balloon guy. He's the face of the White House where they get together and say, yeah, let's have Josh say that. Let's have him fend off the attacks and say it, and let's see what happens. I mean, the press did call Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him. And during the call, the president told Netanyahu that the U.S. is going to look at options because of his comments on the two-state solution, right? Supposedly. So there you go, you know. And maybe that's the dumb thing in all of this, right? Really, honestly, do you expect Netanyahu to deal with the Palestinians hooked up to Hamas and to not have a real negotiation? I mean, he's saying that he's willing to have the right kind of negotiation, but we've seen this before with the Palestinians and Israel. Well, he wins a fourth term. What's achievable? What's not achievable? Tick, tick, tick. Time is going on. All right, speaking of dumb things, it's time for dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, dum.
I can't help it. I laugh at the Obama comment. Whoever told him to say that transparent thing, hopefully they're fired, because that never happened from day one. It's not going to ever happen with anyone who steps truly into the Oval Office. I don't care what party they're from. I mean, it doesn't matter. All right, let's take this first one. This is from Mac in Jersey, who says, Kate, high five, sister, for this dumb things deal. I love it. Here's my dumb thing. This is a really dumb thing. In fact, I can't believe I did it. I have been out of work, and luckily I have good friends, and I have a solid resume. It was a layoff situation through no fault of my own, and a lot of people I know were laid off, and people have been helping me, and I've been getting these great job interviews, and I had this job I really wanted. I was so psyched. I was so prepped for it. It looked like it was just the perfect thing for me. And I normally sleep light, wake up, I'm ready to go. And for some reason, I just had a restless night, and I had a couple of alarm clocks set, but the problem was we had a power outage, so my alarm clock didn't go off. I didn't make it to the job interview, and they weren't buying my, the dog ate the alarm clock excuse. It just didn't work. So the dumb thing on me is I should have had something hardwired or an iPhone or something set, because with the power going off, that messed me up. And for the first time in my life, maybe it only happened one other time that I can even remember, I didn't wake up in time, and there was really no way to roll that back on. So I guess I just have to move on. But unfortunately, that was a dumb thing. That was a costly thing. Oh, you know, the worst thing is that paranoia about sleep, and maybe he was, I don't know this, Mac, but maybe you were restless because you were excited. You thought, oh, this job. I want this job. And then you just couldn't sleep. You're tossing and turning, and then you just conk. And with the alarm clock not going off, you know, that's what happened. I know that's happened to me. I know it's happened to me before. It's been a while where I missed, completely muffed on something, you know, totally missed it, whiffed. But I know it's happened to me. And it was because of the power thing. So actually, it's interesting that he says that, because I set like an iPhone alarm because I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid with the crazy storms that something gets knocked out and I'm conked and there's no way I would know and it wouldn't go off or whatever. We feel you, Mac. Better luck next time. There's probably, maybe it was fate and something else is going to happen for you. This one from Brian, who says, "Oh, Kate, my dumb thing is one I think a few people can relate to. I started cleaning up my house and getting rid of all the junk I had, which included a lot of books. I sold them, gave them to friends, kept the ones I wanted. We live in an era of, you know, e-books and whatnot, and I still like books. And I decided I would buy books, and then they would sit around, and sometimes I would get to read them, and I would, and it was great. But I don't have a lot of time. So I got a library card. I have a great library discovered in my city. Unfortunately, I don't have a great memory for remembering where I put the library books once I pile them up somewhere, and then week after week goes by, and by the time, wouldn't you know it, I had 3 books out, I get to the library months later, and they're pretty stiff with their fines. I owed $50. That was a painful $50 to have to shell out. So here's my advice. It is dumb not to pay attention to library books, but maybe it's dumber to check them out when you have a terrible recollection of where you're laying those books around to just pick up dust. Oh, that is the worst. And now, and every once in a while we'll hear a story about Mr. Jones owed $50,000. Remember, like, the crazy stories? Because for 25 years he had checked out War and Peace and just completely forgot about it. I have a good library in my little hamlet, and I like going there. It's such a great resource, but I could run into that same thing where I get excited about checking out this biography or checking, something out, whatever it is, David McCullough's latest book on whatever president, because I think he's just the best writer. And then I don't get to it, and I have the same thing happen where you could have a book that's buried somewhere. Of course, I never did it for months. I would be like a couple days or maybe a week late. This one from Jack, who says, "Kate, oh, dumb things. I don't even know how I did this. I think I was so bloody tired. I had worked a double shift. My car was filthy dirty because of the snow. I decided I was going to take it through the car wash, and that was great. And it was, you know, the automatic kind where you go through and you stop and the suds come over, it rinses, and they brush it off. But here was the problem. I had a window open in the back, and for some reason it got stuck, and I had a hard time getting it up. And I didn't even realize it was happening until it was way too late anyway. So what a mess I created for myself, having to sop up all the water and everything else that had, meaning the suds, that had come into the back window. So here's my advice. If you go to a car wash, maybe an extra buck or two to let it go through the other way. Where you don't, not the old-fashioned kind where you pull in and psh, it sprays the car. Oh, I had a friend where the apparatus fell down on her hood when she went into one of those. All right, dumb things, I love it. Keep sending them, americatonight.net.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
"Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?"
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
"Jason from Minnesota."
"Please hold."
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
"Jason from Minnesota, you're up."
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done to A Trip to the Movies. Nothing like a trip to the movies to pick you up if it's a movie you really want to see. I think now with the cash you shell out, although you could go to the dollar movies, and a lot of times in cities or suburbs, even small towns, there's a great theater that almost it seems like they get first-run movies anymore because of how quickly movies run through the theater process. So sometimes if you're just patient, you wait, you don't have to spend $20 to go to the movies, right? But if there's just a movie you want to see and you talk about it, you see it. You know, that I was kind of that way with American Sniper. We had Jim DeFelice on whatever it was a month ago, and that was great because he revealed to us something I don't think it's even been reported other places. I've pumped it out to the 140-character world. But I think the interesting thing that he told us was that the publishers did not want to have Taya, his wife, in the book, but that Jim DeFelice thought, hey, this is too big of a part of the story, and talked Chris Kyle into talking to her to get her to open up and talk about their marriage and how you deal with somebody who has been deployed all those times and whatnot. But the point of telling you this is I really wanted to see that movie, and I kept seeing all the promos for it over and over and over again. I thought, yeah, I'll just go to the regular theater. And I did go the first time I went to go, I didn't realize it was like sold out in 2 seconds. We couldn't even get a ticket to it. So we had to wait till the following week. And every once in a while, there's a movie like that that comes around and that becomes the thing that I'm looking at. Oh, yeah, I got to see that movie. And that movie was great, by the way. So if you haven't seen it and it's out, it comes out streaming or whatever, absolutely spend a couple of bucks to watch that for sure. All right, so what's playing in the movie theaters now? Here's our first one. It's called The Gunman.
Don't you have to go to work today?
I gotta grab some stuff and get out to the site.
Will you work late?
I'm hoping not.
What are you doing over there?
You are to this, ain't a trigger, Jim.
You did some bad things. I did some bad things.
Tell me.
We thought we were helping, but it didn't work out that way.
You always worried too much, Jim. And the past is the past, my friend.
You keep a diary of the horror we created.
It never happened.
That's the way you want to play it?
With me?
You did your part, I did mine. We all found a way to justify it.
Keep your eyes open, my friend. It's the ones who aren't after you that do you in the end.
What's going on, Jim?
The company's clearing house.
You'll have to expose them. So once your ego.
I recorded everything.
I'm gonna throw it out where the world can see it.
Really? Really?
Jim, we have a surprise for you.
She's a remarkable woman, Jim.
Remarkable.
I gotta go, Stan. You hear me? I got to go.
You ever have one of those days when everything's going wrong and everybody wants to kill you for something?
I can see the company's perspective. You're the last real threat on the table.
And we got nothing left to talk about. Me and the
All right, so The Gunman is a thriller. Obviously, you can tell that. And it's based on the novel, The Prone Gunman, by Jean-Patrick Manchetti. And it was a popular book. The people in this movie are, you know, Sean Penn, Javier Bardem, Idris Elba, just recognizable folks that usually make pretty decent movies, actually. And it one of the debuts was at South by Southwest, and it got a big thumbs up. Lots of action, lots of intrigue, so you get the idea. It pretty much follows the book. All right, following our Gunman, we have the next one that should be pretty big, especially with teens, but others as well. This was a series of books that was written actually by a woman who was riddled with anxiety and mostly felt like she had to stay inside. And what an incredible series of books she came up with. It's Insurgent.
You found it. The future our people deserve. What does Janine think is in that box, Caleb?
I don't know, but she's testing Divergence. Searching for the one who can open it.
Find them. Every last one of them.
Janine's never going to stop coming after us. It's time we fight back.
We don't have the numbers.
We will.
This is factionless? This is insane.
Janine claims you're all dangerous insurgents. If we were to combine forces, we'd be unstoppable. Stop! I can't let anyone else die because of me.
That's happening!
to see her again.
What does she want with her?
It's the perfect subject.
You need to be strong. You're brave. She's the one.
This is the only chance we have to rescue a little civilization we have left.
Dark times call for extreme measures. Let's begin. I'm not going to fight you.
Of course you're not.
You're going to fight you.
All right, so again, it's the series, the Divergent series, and they're chasing, obviously, and hunting down those that will not comply to their way of life. It's PG-13, and I actually saw the first one. I thought it was clever. Kate Winslet is in it. You can hear her voice there. Octavia Spencer's in this one, too. Shailene Woodley, who's a hot young star, is in it. Bottom line, a lot of teenagers love this, but adults do as well, and I really like the woman who wrote the book. She has such a great story. Okay, the last one is Run All Night.
It's got to be 15 years since I've been in here. The place looks different.
All the old places look different now. I'm the only one ever cared about you. And all of that ended an hour ago when you killed my son.
I pulled the trigger and I killed Abby.
Yeah, too. He was going to shoot Michael.
I'm here asking for my son's life, Sean. He's a good kid. He's got a family. He don't deserve this.
You know this has to end. I'm coming after your boy with everything I got. And when it's done, and it will be done, then I'll let you die.
What are you doing?
Both know why I'm here, Michael. So what happens now?
Sean's gonna come after you, Michael. And if he can't get to you, he's gonna go after your family.
This has gotta end tonight. Tell everyone to get ready. Jimmy's coming.
Right now, we're the most wanted men in this city.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside.
I know how this works. They're going to start pulling your life apart.
I want people at his house. I want people at his wife's family's house. Anywhere he might run for help.
And the cops, they've got their own motivation. You've got to worry about staying alive. I'm the best chance you've got. Listen to your father for one night. One night.
All right, boy, he's hot, hot, hot. Liam Neeson in all these movies like Taken 3, and this fits right into his new genre. And this movie is rated R, action adventure. It got pretty good reviews if you care about what some of the critics are saying. But Ed Harris is in it, too, and it's another one of those kind of thrillers. Crime family and what people choose to do and what direction they choose to go in. This might be a good rental, I think, once it's been out and it dips back into the streaming arena. Probably a couple of bucks be worth it for sure. All right, stay with us. Dawn Zier next, the CEO of Nutrisystem.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strike. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Always a pleasure to have Dawn Zier on the show, CEO of Nutrisystem. Dawn, I have to tell you this. The last time that you were on the show, you told me this staggering statistic. You said that we make over 200 food decisions a day. I was just giving a speech the other day, and I mentioned your name and that statistic and said that we had to have that conversation. And that suddenly became the wow, because I do a thing called Finding Your Wow. That was the wow of the whole conference, because that was coming out of the conference, people were thinking about, oh, where am I going to have lunch? We're in a break. And it kind of made them realize, wow, with all the other decisions we're making, and now we have the food decision. I had no idea that it was that big of a number. When you first heard that, were you just stunned?
Yeah, that number is huge. So, 200 food decisions a day is really amazing, especially because I think before I was even informed of the fact, I'm thinking you're making, 10 to 15 decisions. So it's really crazy. But if you think about having dinner, should I have one slice of bread? Should I have two? Should I put butter on it? Should I put margarine on it? Should I, have dessert? Should I not have dessert? Water, soda, the choices are endless. And, often we don't think about them. And that's part of the issue. The part of the issue is just the mindless eating that we do constantly.
Yeah, I also call it mindless eating or wood chipping. It's like when you have a whole bunch of chips and you just keep going, and you have no idea how much you've eaten. And, of course, a bag of chips, and you look at the calories, and it's shocking how many calories, and not to mention what else it's doing for you. But that's one of the things with Nutrisystem, that you talk about that balance, because when you look at the ingredients of the food, that's what you're trying to do, right? Get the best possible combinations you can get in the food.
Oh, it's definitely a mix, and it looks like food that you would just buy at the store, but the food is really scientifically put together. Mm. So it's a scientifically formulated, nutritionally balanced, the right amount of protein, the right amount of fiber, because protein and fiber, keep you going, keep your metabolism going, and keep you feeling full. And it's really important to have that in your food. It's good carbs versus bad carbs. And we've all been trained to think carbs are horrible, but not really so. There are certain carbs that definitely are bad for you, but others that are actually quite good. So it's all this different ways of putting the food together in a way that's healthy. And one of the things that we're also doing is, because, it's the way mainstream America is moving, is being really careful about artificial preservatives and flavorings. And we've eliminated them from, I'd say over 100 of our foods do not have any of those, which is quite a bit.
Yeah, no kidding. That's great. Let's talk about celebrities and losing weight. Have you found that celebrities help us lose weight? We see Marie Osmond, and it's amazing how great she looks, and she talks about it, and she talks about, I've seen her in interviews where she talks about how her kids were worried about her because of the weight gain and how heavy she had been. And Dan Marino, kind of the same thing in a different way with his family. Do you get great reaction from that?
People love celebrities. If you think about our culture, we're very, very celebrity focused. What are they doing? Where are they doing it? Who are they doing it with? So, our culture is so focused on celebrities, and they're under the spotlight. So if we think about the average population, 2/3 of the population obese or overweight, and celebrities aren't exclusive of that. There are so many celebrities that have struggled with weight, and they're under the microscope more than any of us, I think, in terms of the public eye and the scrutiny and the criticism they get. And, I love our celebrities, Marie and Dan, because they're authentic and they really connect with our customers. So, Marie, she's out there in Vegas every night doing concerts, and very often, not because of her relationship, not because of her contract with us, she doesn't have to do it, but she talks about Nutrisystem, and she'll ask people who've gone through that experience to come up on stage, and she'll give them a hug. And that's what I love about our celebrities, is that they are really authentic, and, they're doing it because it really did change their life. And then they pay it forward, and it's just great to have. We're fortunate to have long-term relationships with people like Dan and Marie and new people in our mix. Melissa Joan Hart, she's been doing a lot of good work for us. Soleil Moon Frye, some people are reaching a little different demographic as well.
Yeah, so that's a great question. How do you pick the celebrities? One's obviously authenticness is sounds like for you that's key. But how do you pick them, who's going to use and promote your products? How do you decide that?
Well, it's interesting because I think it's done we do it a slightly different way. Often, our celebrities pick us. So it's interesting because sometimes we'll just hear, hey, I'm on your program. And we'll be like, really? That's interesting. And then we start to develop a deeper relationship. Or, sometimes, certainly we reach out to celebrities to see certain ones that we think would work well with our customers, that would connect with our customers to see if they're struggling and have issues and interested in our product. But, I would say more often than not, we just kind of randomly find out they're using Nutrisystem, and then we start to have a deeper conversation. We just, a month or so ago, announced Jeannie Francis, and I don't know if you remember Jeannie from the General Hospital days, but to the 40, 45-plus audience, she is just revered and loved, and she struggled with her weight, and again, what I appreciate about our celebrities is that they have gone through this weight loss journey, and it's not, oh, I had to lose 5 pounds. They had some serious work they had to do to get where they wanted to be. And, more and more, it's not just about the vanity. It's about looking good, but even more importantly, feeling good about yourself and, feeling healthy. And so, Jeannie is a new celebrity ambassador for us. And, we're just proud of the journey she's on, and she's still on it. She's still losing weight, but I think at this point she's lost over 30 pounds and is really, looking terrific.
Yeah. General Hospital, who could forget her? Are you kidding? She was the Laura.
Right, the wedding, right?
Yeah, the wedding.
The wedding.
Oh, and they said still, you could be 25 years old and you still, I think, can relate to that because of TV Land and all the replays or reruns, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no question. So in talking about that and the 200 decisions, which again, is so staggering to me. You obviously have some insight as the CEO of Nutrisystem and learning, too, new things, I'm sure, as you go along. Why is losing weight so hard for so many people? Is it because of the choices and because of giving up and having to figure out portions, or what is it?
I think it's all of that. We're busy, right? So if we all had the time to sit down and prepare the meal and go buy the fish or the lean meat and the right amount of potatoes and the vegetables, it would not be hard. But who has time? I mean, you know, I'm running, burning at both ends of the candle, and you know, most people I know are in the same situation, whether they're, you know, working, whether they're stay-at-home moms. You know, we're all really busy, and it's hard to do that, and it's hard to do it for yourself, especially when you're trying to feed your family. And I think that it's being busy. It's not knowing. You know, America has untaught us what the right portion is. I mean, we go out to dinner and the portions we get can feed a small army. You know, it's certainly not one portion feedings at restaurants. And we're trained. We're trained that this is the acceptable amount of food, and it's really not, and our bodies don't need it. So, it's really teaching people about portion control. It's about making the right decisions. You know, one calorie is not equal to another calorie. There are good calorie choices, and then there are empty calorie choices. And if you're just counting calories, you might not get the nutritional balance that you need. So with a product like Nutrisystem, you know, we kind of take the guesswork out. And that's really important early on, because once the guesswork is taken out and you can see what the right portions are, you begin to learn that. So now I'm at the restaurant and I know automatically, you know, put more than half of it over to the side and take that home. And, you know, you just learn. You learn by seeing, and then you learn by doing, and then you get, you know, you get used to it. You also have to allow yourself not to be deprived all the time, and which is why, you know, we find, you know, our snacks, sweet or salty snacks, are so important, because dieting can't be about deprivation. And it's important that people, yes, if you crave chocolate, you're not going to succeed if you ban chocolate from your life. You need to have a little chocolate now and then, not a whole box. You need to have a little to satisfy you.
Yeah, boy, that is so true. And do you think that's why you see that people are getting such great results, because it becomes second nature? They see exactly what you saw. You automatically put it aside. And then, of course, once you see the weight loss, that definitely helps you going. Last time you were on, we talked about the fast five, you know, five and feeling that, because I think results are important, don't you?
Yeah, results are really important, especially that first week is hard, because that's when you're making the most dramatic change from going to, you know, changing your food habits in the most dramatic way. And if you do all that work in a week and you don't find that you don't lose much weight at all, you're kind of depressed and thinking, is it worth it? So, you know, what we designed, as we talked about before, is this Fast Five product, which, you know, guarantees that you'll lose 5 pounds in your first week or your money back. And what we find is that gets people excited. They feel like, I can do this. I've tried to do this a million times. I haven't succeeded, but I'm doing it, and I'm going to keep going. And, you know, that's what we find, you know, that early success really is a very good indicator of long-term success.
All right, good deal. Nutrisystem, getting results for a lot of people. Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, thanks for coming on.
Great to talk to you again, Kate.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Dawn. Have a good one.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.